This is Matt Wells at UN News. Supplies of personal protection equipment, masks and other medical items made in China are being sent to developing countries to support health workers on the front lines of the COVID-19 pandemic, the representative of the UN Development Programme in the country has said. Beata Trankman reported that her office has been supporting China's response to the disease from the beginning, which first emerged there in late December. China's now ramped up production of medical supplies and is also one of the few markets not currently banning exports, so the UNDP office has been helping colleagues globally with procurement. Ms. Trankman spoke to Siwen Xian about the complications of securing supplies, how UNDP is ensuring the quality of the items being procured, and the pandemic's impact on China's economic development and its efforts to eradicate extreme poverty by 2030, in line with the Sustainable Development Goals.
As the China office, we've been in this COVID-19 response since early February, initially supporting China's national response as an international organization, or as the development arm of the United Nations. UNDP really is there to serve the most vulnerable and poorest populations. One of the key things that we did was trying to get supplies, PPEs and masks to frontline health workers who were dealing with very high patient loads, and with production capacities in China being down because of the Chinese New Year, there was a shortage in supply. For the China response, we sourced 7,000 pieces of PPE and masks and other medical supplies, almost worth $500,000. And those were delivered in different shipments between February and March. Now, with the pandemic spreading to other parts of the globe and China's production capacities having ramped up on supplies, in China also being one of the few markets that is not imposing any export bans, the organization UNDP is sourcing a lot of those supplies currently from the Chinese market. We've had already shipments going out, 250,000 masks for teams in Iran, Mongolia, and Vietnam. We have 1,000 ventilators that are going to be shipped shortly. That's actually what I was working on yesterday, very urgently, and providing those supplies to other offices.
Can we go back a little bit and talk a little bit more about the global procurement, if you could, please? Because it's of quite some interest right now.
We are basically supporting the UNDP global procurement colleagues in sourcing from the Chinese market, because the Chinese market is one of the few markets that is currently open. And China has dramatically ramped up the production of face masks, has increased its production capacity to 100 million units a day. I think us increasingly being approached to help identify suppliers, to scope the market, to make sure, because the sourcing of health products is quite complicated, there's sort of certifications that need to be in place, there's certain standards that need to be met. So you have to have a bit of local intelligence and capacities to understand where can you look. Us getting involved or being increasingly approached by our global colleagues and then by country offices around the world started really with the pandemic spreading to other parts of the world. So I would say 2-3 weeks ago, and I think we will be seeing more of that. And that is also very much in parallel with the very important bilateral aid that China is putting forward, and that has been in media also quite a bit, with China now returning the favor, having received international assistance at the very beginning of the pandemic, both by working closely with WHO, but also the UN system, supporting provision of urgent medical supplies and equipment. So now this equation is being turned around, and China providing through bilateral channels also a lot of that support. I mean, China has very recently provided 2.2 million masks to the European Union, and I think 50,000, if I remember correctly off the top of my head, ventilators, providing assistance also to countries in the region like the Philippines with PPEs and masks. And these efforts are all moving in parallel.
how do you secure the quality of material that you've sourced from China? Because like you mentioned, there are certificate issues and different standards.
On that, we are following UNDP standard quality assurance process. So we have actually a team, a global health procurement center that is sitting between Geneva and Copenhagen. I was telling you that Copenhagen is UNDP's global hub for procurement. And that global health procurement center, which normally mainly does non-emergency procurements for the Global Fund on HIV/AIDS, tuberculosis, and malaria, has medical expertise. Those colleagues that are doing the quality assurance. It's also a question of getting as many companies as we can in China pre-qualified so that they meet the technical standards, that it's confirmed that they have the required certification in place, and then making sure that specs of different products are confirmed and compared, that there are equivalents in place and as much as possible. So there is a whole process that is basically governed by UNDP corporate procurement guidelines that we are following, and that is very much looking and making sure that we're sourcing very high quality standard products. All the suppliers that we are working with do have the certification from the national health authorities, and in particular from China's National Drug Association.
Does the material that's sourced by UNDP goes only to what shall we call developing countries or vulnerable countries?
Our main constituencies obviously are developing countries, and almost all of the requests that we're getting are through our country offices, who are looking to support the national response of their country governments. Yeah, I mean, as I said, this is a very fast evolving scenario. And the ones that I gave you is the ones where very advanced and shipments are about to go out. The rest is still work in progress. But let me say that much, that a lot of the demand is currently from the African continent.
The next question will shift the focus a little bit to China domestically. How is the epidemic affecting China's economy and people's livelihoods?
Yes, exactly. We're starting to look at increasingly over and beyond the health implications. And I think it's something that we're learning. I think the world has never seen a scenario like that, where on the economic side of things, you have at the same time shock in demand and supply. A shock in the supply side because of the lockdown of manufacturing sites, and shock in the demand side because people are staying at home, are not consuming, are not going out to cinemas, theaters, restaurants, etc. We've seen that in China, and this is now percolating around the world, and will also have implications on China's growth going forward. As UNDP, we are following the macroeconomic analysis, and most of the forecasts currently are basically foreseeing that quarter one is not a good quarter, negative growth. This is what most of the forecasts are doing. The remainder of the year, there's sort of different estimations between sort of 3.5% GDP growth for China at the high side of the scale, and some are foreseeing as low as 1%. So I think what we can definitely say is the 5.8% that was targeted for 2020 is likely to be out of the window. And then the big question is really, how does that impact on China's ability also to meet the target of eradicating poverty, rural poverty, extreme rural poverty by 2020. That is something that we're following quite closely. To meet that target, China would need to move 5 million people out of poverty. And many of these people who are still below the 2,800 RMB poverty line are people with pre-existing health conditions, people with disability, 16% of those people are part of China's aging population. And so we're trying to understand as UNDP, how does the epidemic, the pandemic by now, impact on people's livelihoods, on the loss in income and gainful employment, to prevent people also who are above the poverty line but are still vulnerable. And there's 17% of China's population who is vulnerable to multiple dimensions of poverty, avoiding that these people are being pushed back into poverty. Measures like deferring household debt payments help, or providing assistance to migrant workers who need to travel. And the Chinese government has actually been looking at quite a big package already of the combination of different measures, fiscal and otherwise, to alleviate pressure on households, but also on SMEs. SMEs are really the drivers of local economies, and UNDP conducted a survey analyzing the impact on small and medium enterprises using mainly secondary data from other institutions, so surveys that covered 78,000 SMEs, but then complementing that with interviews. And what we're finding is the pressures are threefold on SMEs. One is cash flow pressure, because they're not earning. The second one is decline in demand, and the third one is supply shortages.